Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Guatemala this week as part of an effort by the Biden administration to address the issues pushing people to leave their countries. Corruption and failure to adhere to the rule of law are among the concerns Harris is expected to address. Her visit comes after Guatemala recently forced a senior judge with a reputation for fighting corruption off the bench. Maria Martin reports.
It is an honor to be with all of you.
A few weeks ago, Vice President Kamala Harris hosted an extraordinary meeting in Washington with four Guatemalan judicial officials globally considered champions of justice.
A table of leaders who have fought for justice, who have fought against injustice, often at great peril.
One of the justices present was a magistrate with Guatemala's highest court, Constitutional Court Judge Gloria Porras. She had just a few weeks earlier been prevented by Guatemala's Congress from being sworn in after being elected for a third term. During her decade on the bench, she battled corruption and graft. Porras has criticized her removal as an affront to judicial independence.
The reasons they gave to not seat me are, as I understand, political and illegal.
The same week that Harris met with Judge Porras, there were several controversial arrests in Guatemala, arrests many democracy activists termed politically motivated, such as that of reformist politician Juan Solarzano Fopa, a former tax agency head who went after powerful tax evaders. And just last week, a legal action was introduced to dismantle the anti-impunity prosecutor's office of the Justice Department.
La situación de mi país es un poco compleja.
The situation in my country is quite complex, as it's currently undergoing various levels of conflict, all of them related to the fight against corruption.
La lucha contra la corrupción.
Democracy activists say Vice President Harris has her work cut out for her.
Because she's going to have to be able to change all the country. The system is run by the corruption.
Pro-democracy activist Manfredo Marroquín of Acción Ciudadana believes since the ouster of the UN-sponsored International Commission Against Impunity 2 years ago, Guatemala has returned to its traditional power structure, with a very few wealthy and influential individuals in charge playing along with the growing strength of drug and other mafias. This makes viable change, he says, almost impossible, and presents a huge challenge to Vice President Harris and the Biden administration.
The migrants, they're never going to stop trying to go to the U.S. if the country doesn't change. And that has to do with the government system of government and the rule of law and democracy and human rights.
In her meeting with Porras, Vice President Harris said battling injustice is the main aim.
Injustice is a root cause of migration, and in particular, it is causing the people of the region to leave their homes involuntarily, meaning they don't want to leave, but they are fleeing.
So Judge Gloria Porras and others who want to see a different Guatemala are placing their hopes on Vice President Harris.
Ambos países se necesitan porque no es posible que Guatemala.
Both countries need each other, says Porras. It's just out of the question that Guatemala become a country whose main export is its own citizens. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.